You're
going to
be in a tux, right?
That's what I've
seen. Can I DJ? I want to DJ.
Yeah, I think someone's DJ. I don't know. Everyone's
Duncan's DJing.
Yeah, you can just knock him off. Right now, we are ready for the next man.
Massive exotic.
Catamaran.
Stop live it. On CITR.
Catamaran. Ready? We're doing this? Okay, let's do this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
As I walk through the night, I said to the sky, thank you.
the witty banter. there's a frosh party going on here tonight. And there's
Drew tried to get in.
I tried to get in. I'm a little old. I think I was a little overdressed. We'll just put it that way.
You were wearing pants.
I was wearing pants. Let's do this.
Alright, hot tub.
Yeah? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
to be with you, that's all I know. Seems like forever since I saw you last. Our time together happened so fast. Claws tell me to go just to a memory.
That's all I know.
St. Pat's? Let's dedicate this one to moms. Yeah, my mom's Pat, so right. It's Mother's Day coming up. Let's do it.
This is for Drew's mom.
Oh, how do I play this one? Okay, let's do it. Ready?
Wait, how do I play this one?
Okay, got it.
That's it. Ready?
Count
in.
Oh, Jesus. We'll be right back.
right, this is our last song. And then the Shearing Pinks are up, I think.
And we used to, we actually used to practice next to them. And we had our same practice night, and we are not nearly as loud as they are. And we used to, like, you know, we'd be like, oh, it's all quiet in here. And then the Shearing Pinks would show up and be like, oh, we totally can't practice anymore. But I like them.
All right.
I'm gonna play this song here. Got it.
CITR, thank you. Great job. Awesome. Coming up next, Shearing Pinks. Stick around for that, and I will be chatting with Keta Moran in the other studio as soon as they finish ripping gear out of the room. Of sorts, yeah. Shearing Pinks. and Anana. Do not go anywhere. This is 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. CD failure in the house. What's going on? Oh! It just started.
Dude, crossfade.
Yeah.
Oh, what a weird song.
It's probably time to cut that out because I don't know. It's such a popular CD. It's from the CITR Pop Alliance CD. It's been played so much that it scratches or something. That was a bit of my friend Wallace. Hiding is the name of the song. I am joined by Mr. Chris Riffick from Parts Unknown and Jay Arner from...
Just Jay.
Jay from Just Jay.
Yeah. My future CITR show.
Yeah, future, yeah.
When I learn how to use that crazy mixing board.
Yeah. From the future show. What would you call your show if you have a show?
What would I call my show?
The Royal Wedding.
Yeah, the Royal Wedding, yeah.
We're plugging it because we have a correspondence.
We have Megan McDonald. My bandmate is she's our Royal Wedding correspondent. She'll be covering the wedding for us. I think she's out there in the United Kingdom. We'll be hearing from her in a shortly.
At around 1 o'clock when the wedding...
Around 1 a.m. I don't know what time that is. England time.
Yeah.
Are they getting married? When do people get married? Noon?
About that.
Yeah.
Did you get married?
Midday?
Well, about 1.
One in the afternoon.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, because we had to drive down early.
Yeah, that's true.
Early meaning 10.
But on a Friday? What's the deal with that? They're getting married on a Friday or Saturday.
I don't know. Is England in the future or in the past?
It's in the future.
I don't know.
So it's a Friday. Why would you get... Yeah, that's weird. Maybe it's a holiday. Maybe today's...
Yeah. Mother's Day?
I think when someone gets married, it automatically become a holiday.
Oh, when you're when you're a royal.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
I don't know. It must be.
Right.
But we should know. We have like a picture of the queen on the coin. So
that's true. Yeah. Is Megan at the wedding?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, she knows a lot of people.
Including Harry. No, Harry. No, it's the other
Harry
one.
Harry Potter?
Is Harry going to be there?
No,
William?
It's Prince William.
Is Harry Potter going to be there?
Possibly.
Is that a fictional character?
Oh, Jay, grow up.
So, Chris,
aren't you so tired? It's only 11:30.
We're doing
great. I'm so tired, Ben.
This is my hour. 11 o'clock is when I wake up.
If you commit yourself to staying up, then you feel less tired. But if you have, like, if you have obligations.
I have reservations about it.
Yeah, if you have reservations or obligations or...
Obligations to sleep.
Yeah.
But I think if you're committed to just staying up all night and having a good time, I don't know.
We're not, like, 19 anymore.
I took tomorrow.
You're not 19 anymore.
None of you are!
What?
None of us are!
It's on the mind.
I took tomorrow off,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Mentally, yeah.
Are you all staying all
No,
night?
I'm leaving, like, right after Shearing Pinks, I think. Okay. What's after Shearing Pinks?
Anna.
Oh, damn it. Well, I don't know then.
And then Fortress. And then Inherent Vices.
Oh, what?
Burnside. Yeah. Well, after the Royal Wedding coverage.
Yeah. How are you doing, Ben? Do you care to describe the scene?
The scene is pretty good. We have Chris, Jay, Mark, Steve, Michelle's hanging out. And yeah, Patrick just came back from the party across the room.
Oh, you should.
I've been psyching up for the party. I haven't actually started the party yet.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about that?
Mic. Actually, walk up to the mic here.
What's going on?
Well, I haven't been inside, so I don't know exactly what the current. Do you want me to go over there and check it out, come back and report?
Could you be our correspondent? Do you want to go there and phone us? I'm not joking.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, sure.
We'll see what happens.
It's like $10 to get in.
No, it's free.
He's got a wristband.
Yeah. Oh!
616 CJSF.
Yeah. No in and out privileges right here.
I think Catamaran might be ready for the little chat.
No,
right? No, not yet.
Only half here.
Yeah, only half here.
I'm gonna go in there. I'll call. Yeah. I'll call you.
I think. Well, we lost. Not that we lost them because they're done playing already. SSRIs and
they're at the party.
Yeah,
but what's the party? Is it Frost?
It's a graduation party for students at UBC, and it's free drinks.
What?
Yes.
Well, so SSRIs
free?
Are over there. Naturally.
They just graduated. Yeah, they graduated from school.
Like
yeah,
that.
From school. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adrienne was there. She just graduated from anthropology.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
LaBelle.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
I just graduated eight years ago.
Yeah. No.
They don't seem to. Yeah, it's all good. But I think it's winding down. I don't know. It's probably over. But we'll see. Patrick is probably.
If he can correspond with us, that would be really great.
Yeah, we'll see. I think more and more members are gathering outside for that. But Chris, what do you have to? Are you going to see? Did you see any show tonight other than this?
No. I mean, I was going to record with some jerk.
Oh.
But
no, Chris,
that didn't seem. No, don't even explain it. You don't even deserve that. Okay.
No, Chris and I were going to record tonight, but I had to work late at my job.
And hey, look, I find you here. Oh, how perfect. Yeah. All right.
Only like 6 hours later.
You don't have Jared anyways. Jared's like, you know.
That's
but awesome. Yeah, so we postponed recording. So
he
we can
was
going
to take the bus and then the SkyTrain to Surrey. I was going to pick him up from King
Jared?
George. Yes, and I was going to take him to the church.
I'm going
to
drive.
You would have been
Jared.
set up and perfect. The amps would be ready. He would have had the bass. He would have plugged it in. Bam, two songs just like that. And then if we had time, another song. Then I would both drive you all the way to CITR, and Jared would be in time for what?
Well, I've got a whole computer that I need to take. I've got a car, and I will drive me and Jared.
But
when we record next week,
fine.
Where are you guys recording? Is it in your house?
At my church.
Oh, yeah. For the sound.
Yes.
Is it the one you got married in?
Yes. No, it's the other one.
I don't know.
How many churches? You
I don't know.
I got four.
I don't know how churches work.
I
thought it's like pants. I thought church is like pants. You
Buddhist.
Got a pair for a week.
Yes.
A pair for.
Bite your tongue.
Steve, do you think is Catamaran ready for an interview yet? Steve Louis.
Alex, where are you?
Discorder, real life action editor, also all around photographer. Photographer guy. Okay, so
they're coming.
Okay, Patrick is phoning.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yeah.
Somebody is.
Okay.
No, it's not. Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay.
Hang on a quick second.
Patrick will correspond quickly.
Patrick will correspond. Let's see if this works. Hello? Is this Patrick? Hello? Oops. Hello? Is this Patrick? Hello? I don't know how to work the phones. Wait. What? That should have worked. Forget it.
You think it was that one,
but oh well. Yeah, I thought it was too. Yeah. Anyways, forget it.
That's too bad.
Yeah, let's give Patrick a call, so we failed. this is a welcome to the Gong Show.
Oh, jeez.
Hang on a second.
Jeez Louise.
Hello?
What? You gotta put phone one on.
I did. Oh, phone one. Shit. Hello? Forget it.
Or dial time.
I've been using phone two. That's my problem right there.
Okay.
That's all right. This is a 24 hours of separate reading hell. Experimental programming as it's bet. And can you text Patrick and just say sorry? I am joined now in the studio with Kata Morand. Hello.
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 Hello. Hey, Drew, shove a bum.
What?
Get the
all right. Welcome to Studio A. Have a great set.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything. How is the band going?
It's terrible.
It's awful.
Not only do I have to live with, three-fourths of this band, but, I get to play in a band with them.
Yeah.
It's going good. Things are good.
Yeah.
Things are great.
I've seen a couple of shows you played, but the one I remember the most was, it was sort of at the Biltmore, and Chelsea was totally sick.
Oh, Drew's birthday.
Yeah, for Drew's birthday, that's right.
When Drew got pie in the face.
Pie in the face, yeah. That was awesome. I thought I got a picture, but I didn't. It was too late. My phone was way too slow. So, long story, I don't know, it doesn't need to be short, but Drew's birthday, there was a happy birthday song being sang, wasn't it, or something?
I think it was the happy birthday
song.
Yeah. Song.
Which actually, I just found out the other day that the happy birthday song was actually originally named the Good Morning Song.
So they go Good Morning.
It didn't have any lyrics.
Oh.
And then also somebody started singing Happy Birthday to the Good Morning Song, and it switched from the Good Morning Song to the Happy Birthday Song.
Learn something new every day.
But I bet you could get Shane to pie Drew in the face again, just so you can get a picture.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. it was Drew and on the stage, and I think Shane was showing people like the pie before. It's like, hey, look at this.
Okay, so one of the funny stories about this.
Shane from Safety Show.
Shane and Katie took me out for my birthday, for a birthday brunch, and they actually asked me what I would do if I got pied in the face during the set. And I was like, I'm a good sport, so I said, I probably wouldn't do anything. And then halfway through the set, I thought to myself, I was like, I think I'm supposed to get pied, but I guess it's not coming.
You did say that, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, after the set, I was like,
you don't want
expecting it.
When you're expecting it, it's no fun. Yeah, you want to be like, everything is safe. Your guard is down. Your guards are down.
My friends love me.
Yeah. But they care.
Yeah. Next time we're done, it's gonna be done. It's gonna get two pies, and Shane is gonna go up and then drops it on the floor and go, it's all over. And then you're like, it's over. You're fine. And then 3 minutes later, you think like the pie's on the floor. The second one,
yeah, why not? That's true. Yeah, you actually you don't have to get up very early in the morning to fool me. you can get up whenever you want, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just going back to it was a show where you were sick, and Chelsea was sick, and Joanna had to sing some of the songs.
Yeah, to step up.
I had
to cover all the bases.
Was that pretty crazy or?
It was actually totally fine. It was like stressful going into it, but then it was fine.
She drank a lot of vodka, and then she was fine.
I'm surprised
that didn't even happen. Yeah. But that would have made it more.
Yeah.
But now you were well. I mean, yeah. That day you just like.
That sucked.
Yeah. You got the flu.
I had the flu for like 3.5 weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
3.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy. Any upcoming shows you guys are working on?
Yeah, we're playing on Tuesday at the Backstage Lounge, actually.
Nice. Who are you playing with?
We're playing with True Dancer, Honorary MD, and Oh, the Decomposers.
Oh, Decomposers of Alice. Of sort of where this is.
Yeah.
Of
Sweet.
Yeah, awesome. Backstage Lounge. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
It's like a grandpa. Oh,
yeah.
Feeling
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We actually have another show, too. Although I don't know the bands that we're playing with, but we're playing on the 13th with, or at Malone's.
Oh, yeah, Malone's.
Yeah.
Which one?
Downtown.
Seymour and Pender?
Yeah.
Yeah,
something
like that. It's like a
sports. Oh, it's a sports park.
Yeah. It's down. Like if you
on the corner
on Dunsmuir.
Yeah.
Well, not on Dunsmuir, but if you keep going Seymour, it's like if you walk toward the Railway Club, but past it.
Yeah,
that's what I
think. Yeah. Which we've played there once before, and it was by far our worst set ever. And this was before Jen, because now since Jen, we just play awesome sets.
Yeah. I make it magical.
You do make it magical. It's true, but But yeah, no, Ian Patrick from the Plains, I'm not sure if it's actually the Plains that we're playing with, or...
Yeah.
But anyway.
Would it be like, hopefully it's not like during the hockey game or something crazy there.
I think the bands start after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's a triple overtime?
But
we could do the next thing and we could all dress like
that's right. We'll play in between.
I refuse.
So that's May 13th, which is my dad's birthday. Maybe I'll bring my dad or...
If you can bring your dad, we'll sing him
out. It's like a Friday, right?
Yeah. Isn't it? We'll pie him in the face.
Is it Friday?
No. Yeah, it's a Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the
13th. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. No. Not really Jesus, more about like cats or something.
No,
my cats, yeah.
Wow, I didn't even talk about that.
Oh, it's alright.
That's okay.
It happens a lot.
I'm not that superstitious.
And then Jeff's going away for the summer.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to Salt Spring to stay at a yoga center for 2.5 months.
Are you working there, or is it like just 2.5 months of just yoga?
It's part of like a karma yoga program, so you go and don't pay very much and stay there and work and do yoga.
Sounds interesting. I don't know what yoga. I know what yoga is, but I don't really know what it is. I just heard about that hot yoga thing. Sounds terrible.
Hot yoga. I don't like it.
Do you like it?
In a sauna and
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it when it's hot.
It's
I don't know. Is it? I don't like it when it's hot already, and then you have to do things.
Yeah, neither do I actually.
I prefer like freezing yoga. Maybe.
In
the fridge.
Yoga. Somebody farts and then
this is more
and
myth
hot,
than truth.
And then hot. Sauna type conditions just
maybe
suck.
During yoga you fart, but I don't know.
I heard
this
fart.
This is radio, but Drew is wearing a shirt that says I love to fart.
I heart to fart.
I heart to fart. And from
what
Cozumel,
Mexico?
Cozumel, is that a place you've been to?
No, it's my sister-in-law, Chelsea and Joe's sister got Chelsea and I matching t-shirts that said hard to fart. I've actually become the owner of both of them.
I was like, why is Chelsea not
Chelsea
wearing that?
Doesn't wear it.
It's too big for me. Not that I don't hard to fart.
But you know, the last segment you guys were talking about graduation parties that were going on next door. Joe actually just graduated. So she could technically be at that party next door.
From UBC. Which department?
In art history.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And was it difficult? Like, would you have a huge exam or papers?
I finished in December.
Yeah.
So I've been off this whole term.
Yeah.
But I just technically graduate now.
Right.
That's
so did you, are you going to your ceremony like with your
I am not, no.
No.
But you're getting published.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't
want to
talk about
that. Joe, you're leaving us for the summer. We got to put you on the spot.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. Moving on to something else that doesn't involve Joe. Last time I hung out with you guys, we played some Bomberman. What is it? Yeah, Bomberman Legend or something. What is it called?
Bomberman.
Which is a game that originally was on the Sega Genesis or something like that, where... it's a really popular video game. Most people know it, right? Did you know this? Have you played it back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a game where you walk around and just backstab people sometimes.
Bomb your opponent.
Bomb your opponent.
Blow each other.
Yeah. And,
But I believe the original, I feel like it was maybe on Nintendo, and it was only two players, of course.
Right.
So you really were like, you know, you had these computer guys who were just sort of dumb that you could take revenge on. And then it was just two people who were battling against each other.
Right.
The Wii's way better.
Yeah. I mean, so that was fun. So I was just going to say, like, who's the best player, you think?
Who's the best player?
Who is the best player?
Jen.
Yeah,
she goes by Jen.
She's got her own player.
Jen the tank.
If I remember correctly, Ben, you were pretty good.
You were killing people.
Yeah.
I'm not in the band though. I was killing people.
You're bombing.
I just lay low, and the next thing you sneak out. Do you guys have like a strategy you want to give to Bomberman players out there? Like my strategy is like to lay low and pretend to be, you know, dead until.
Pick one person and just pick on one.
No, you gotta let people, you gotta take them unawares and let everyone else pick each other off until there's just one guy left. And
no,
then
you just go on personally I go on the offensive.
Major distraction.
Yeah. Go ducks.
I don't know what's going on in the back page. Who are
those
two?
You need blinds.
Did Adrian just pick up some?
Yeah. Adrian from Anson Uncle just picked up a bunch of jocks, which is pretty rad.
Oh, they're gone.
Oh no, they're still there. They're just.
You win some, you lose some.
Oh, this is excitement.
That I spent
24 hours.
Audience, if you could only be here. I mean, really. Yeah.
This is just nothing but fun. I'm glad.
Thursday night, yeah.
Now I only want to look backwards and see what's going on and everything. So hiatus for a bit in the summer then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a band reset. And you're going to write new songs maybe? Or
we are writing new songs.
Yeah, you're going to Skype, maybe Skype write new songs?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I don't know if Joe's allowed on the computer, are you?
Yes, I am.
It's not a cult.
Joe
cult.
Must not talk to anyone.
Joe is allowed
silent
to use
for
the
two and
computer.
A half months.
Yeah.
We've been actually talking about doing a summer side project. Possibly called Summer Side Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
Basically Catamaran without Joe, sadly. just writing the same songs.
Metal. We're going to do a metal album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the vein of Iron Maiden.
Nice. I'll be off for it. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, it's really nice talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Website? Did you guys have a website you want to talk about or something or another? No?
We have a MySpace page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. MySpace.com/
MySpace.com /... catamaran.music.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Check it out.
The radio's
got a balloon.
Thanks for coming out. And now I'm just going to spin some tunes. This is Slam Dunk.
I love Slam Dunk.
On CCITO. How about those Canucks, eh?
Woo! 1-0!
1-0. right. That was Slam Dunk from the album, the CITR Pop Alliance album. You're listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. We have had tons of bands on and on and on. Lastly, we talked to Callum Moran, who played a bit before on this program. And now it's time for the next band. Next band live in studio with us right now. We have Shearing Pinks.
opinion! Rip it apart!
Ross's plays. We'll be right back.
guess. I don't know. This is 24 hours of fucking radio now. I sound like a duck. It's great. Coming up next, Sana. Don't go anywhere.